The first women's flying organization is ready for the 21st century. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Hilary Swank's biographical feature film about the life of Amelia Earhart a couple years ago introduced many in the general public to the original Women's Pilots Organization. But despite being around for more than eight decades now, the 99s, named for the number of charter members, is remaining relevant. At this year's Women in Aviation International Conference, ANN's Jim Campbell talked to 99's president, Susan Larson, about how today's organization may be more relevant than ever to women who fly or need help learning to fly. We'll hear that conversation today.
Let's take an opportunity here to talk to the association that pretty much pioneered women's entry into aviation and is full of a history that is, frankly, hard to chronicle at any one time. What's the state of the 99s these days?
Well, I'm glad you brought up our history to start with, because we are the oldest female pilots organization in the world and one of the oldest pilot organizations in the world, began in 1929. Our motto, if you will, now is the 99s, inspiring women pilots since 1929. And our initial president was Amelia Earhart.
Let's talk about today's 99s. Where does the organization stand right now at a very trying time for anybody in aviation, much less a woman trying to come up through the ranks?
Well, the 99s has probably one of the greatest assets, if you will, on helping to any woman, young or not so young, in a career path, greater than any other female organization out there, because we have a scholarship fund known as the Amelia Earhart Memorial Scholarship Trust. The balance in that trust is currently over $4 million. Last year, it generated $180,000 in scholarships that went to 23 women. Mm-hmm. Women who wish to forward their career, if they have been a member for 1 year, can apply. What they do is write their own ticket. They write out what they want, where they want to do the training, why it fits into their career path at that time. And then they can go submit an application as a member of the 99s. They would be funded either 100% or not at all. This coming year, we only have 40 applicants. I just told you 23 won last year. So not only is the odds very, very good, but in addition to that, you can get another scholarship. You're never precluded. We have AE scholarship winners who have received two and three scholarships. And you can also get these for college education. It's not necessarily for flying.
How do you, as a leader of the 99s, keep an organization like this not only fresh, but relevant in a world that's changing faster than the airplanes we fly?
And it does change. You're absolutely right. It's finding ways, whatever ways we can, to get both the younger people involved, but also be really true, again, to those roots that we have in aviation, honoring our history. And I really think there's a lot of people who are drawn into that history and want to know more about it. So technology, as we all know, is a huge area. Whatever it takes to encourage communication between members, I think, is the real key, and staying in touch with people.
What is it that people don't know about the 99s that you'd like to be able to tell better right now?
Well, I just had an opportunity that I really look forward to, is telling you about the AE scholarships, which is a fabulous, fabulous part of our organization. Another piece, since we're here at Women in Aviation, which is a very career-oriented event, is something we call the Professional Pilot Leadership Initiative. We all take these things and shorten them down. So yes, it is the PPLI. But this is a mentoring program that is highly structured. It actually has entry dates and dates you graduate, and you work one-on-one with an individual in the area in which your career is focused. And there are definite activities within that, for those parameters. And you come out a stronger leader. And also, this looks fabulous on a resume for anyone who wants to work. Yes, if you want to work in aviation and you have this on your resume, or an AE scholarship or both, oh my gosh, you got not just a toe in the door, you're beyond that. You've got the foot in the door.
If you could pull out the 99's crystal ball and forecast where you'd like to be 5 and 10 years hence, what you'd like to see both for the organization as well as the community that you serve, what are your goals?
Most of those goals, I would say, are focused along the PR membership areas. It's really building that membership up and finding those women. that's a job, and keeping those women as members. Those are our big focus right now, and also using public relations to get out the message about the 99s. That's the direction, those are the tools we're using to be able to continue with our mission. And that mission, I'm going to read it because I don't want to mess this up. It says, the 99s is the international organization of women pilots that promotes advancement of aviation through education, scholarships, and mutual support while honoring our unique history and sharing our passion for flight.
What message do you want to send to a 9-year-old little girl who's looking at aviation like, yeah, this is all the stuff I want to do?
There are so many opportunities, and I really want to stress for anyone looking at piloting as a career, beyond all the other aspects of aviation, even within pilotage, you also have not just scheduled air carrier airline work. There's all kinds of charter work, and there's all kind of corporate work, and you can work with helicopters, you can work government. There is so many different angles. You could work as a bush pilot, say in Africa or in Alaska. You could work missionary work. So that's just parts of pilotage that you can look at beyond all the other aspects of aviation. So I highly recommend it. We know we're all going to be flying. We're not going to stop flying as a world. So I do highly recommend them looking at all kinds of angles within aviation, whether it's getting to know, really get to know now, weather. You can watch weather now and get to understand weather patterns and start getting information and watching what's going on around you. Always do that. It's all pilots and all aviation people seem to always watch the weather. So this would be a great place to start.
Based on when I came into aviation, there was definitely a different perception of women who came to the airport. It was a very different time than it is today. Is it different enough? Are we finally achieving the equality that anybody with the right mind is seeking for anybody who wants to fly? Are we there yet?
It's a good question. I bet you could answer that as well as I could, but from a different side. I was lucky. I never saw that other people saw. I was raised in the American West. It's a very can-do attitude. So I am probably not the best to answer, but what's fascinating to me now is talking to women from different countries. And there is where the answer is definitely no. We have so much work to do. When you start getting in, for instance, one of the ladies came over to me today and was telling me about putting in an application. And she is, an ATP pilot. She's put in an application at Saudi Airlines, and the moment she hit the button, it came back as rejected. And you know why? Female.
Susan Larson is the president of the 99s. Find out more about the organization in general, and its scholarships in particular, on the web at www.90-9s.org. That's 90-9s spelled out, not the numerals. Jim Campbell is the founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief of Aero News Network. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.